Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get to the heart of the matter with holistic physician, Dr. Darren Weissman.
Infinite love and gratitude in this moment is my attitude. Giving thanks for all I'm coming through. Freeing my faith and fortitude. Infinite love and gratitude move me with great magnitude. Yeah, present peace is what I choose. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude, everybody. It is a great day to be alive. I'm Dr. Darren, and thank you so much for tuning in to today's Heart of the Matter show here on Blog Talk Radio. The show is here to make you shine, and our topic today is consciously pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Because you may have heard the saying, a comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there, because it can be difficult when you're in that place of change and the anxiety that comes up. It often goes along with doing things that we're not used to doing, we're not comfortable with. This is because oftentimes we don't have experience with what's going on. It's a new adventure. However, when we learn to push those boundaries for ourselves, when we learn that, you know, this is what enables, empowers us to advance and succeed, whether it be for your career, whether it be your professional life, your personal life, your relationships. Today, we're going to dive into the heart of the matter of something really unique when it comes to comfort zones, and that is the subconscious mind and the role that it plays in keeping you comfortable, being uncomfortable, and even more, simple, fast, natural ways for breaking through, you know, to a fun and confident flowing life. So excited to be connected with you today. I'm honored that we've got about an hour to spend together right now, and I would love to answer your questions, help you get to the heart of the matter of what it means to consciously push yourself out of your comfort zone and into your highest potential. So please give me a call right now so we can be intentional about broadcasting and receiving the highest vibration of infinite love and gratitude. The number you dial to get into the show today is 516-531-9623, 516-531-9623. And I'll take your calls after I set the stage of comfort zones and then lead you through a process called the Lifeline, so that you can experience how you can create really fast natural changes where you thought you might have been stuck being comfortable, being uncomfortable. We're going to lead you through the Lifeline, but first we're going to create an awesome, awesome shift. You know, yesterday, June 17th, was the 13th birthday of the Lifeline technique. So about 8:30, 8:45 on June 17, 2002, I had an awakening. I had a moment where my life's passion and research for holistic medicine and just living life to the fullest came converging in a moment of faith and fear, and I woke up to the Lifeline technique, which is this profound system that empowers people to not only create positive and natural change, but influence the body's natural potential for healing. With the Lifeline, we use the body as a barometer to tell, is our body in alignment with our mind? Is it reacting or is it showing up in the present moment? Through the use of muscle testing, we're able to speak with the subconscious mind. So I use on this show muscle reflex testing when I'm doing a Lifeline session with you to help you to appreciate what reactive patterns or programs are living on a subconscious level and how they're affecting the physical health of your body, how they affect the circumstances that we all attract in our lives in the unique ways that we attract things into our life. And so, and then I use what's called the Lifeline Technique Flowchart, and that's what I woke up to 13 years ago. It's really such I'm just so honored, and I'm so grateful that I get to share this. And so many people now are using this beautiful process for themselves and to help other people shift their body in healing, shift their mind in perception, shift their relationships to thrive rather than living a life where we so often are just fearing what's going to happen next. And that's the essence of today's show, you know, consciously pushing yourself out of your comfort zone so that you can discover something that you would otherwise not discover. And the universe has such incredible things for you to discover. Even your most wildest dreams and imaginations don't come close to what exists. And what you might think is bad or wrong, it's actually the doorway to the greatest life ever. A real quick announcement. I've got a great program coming up July 10th and 11th. It's called Lifeline Ignite. It's going to be here in Northbrook, Illinois at the Renaissance Hotel. Great one-day program for those of you that would like to jump on in and see what this Lifeline process is all about for yourself. You'll love it. It's amazing. And those of you Aussies or on the other side of the world, I'm going to be in Australia from the 1st of August to the 9th. And then back in Chicago in September, teaching the Lifeline Experience. You want to find out more about that? Just go to my website, which is drdarrenweissman.com, drdarrenweissman. So I want to get to the heart of the matter of consciously pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. So just take this moment right now and connect to something. Connect to someone in your life that makes you feel comfortable. Something or someone in your life where you feel that content vibe in your heart. You notice that your breath just slows down, your muscles relax. Just notice how that feels. It feels good. It feels really, really good. You know, this feeling, this satisfaction, you know, of being connected to what's comfortable, it's beautiful. You're in alignment with the fulfilling and happy nature of life. It's a state of bliss. However, you know, looking at life, all things in life change. It's the one thing that we can count on. This is the essence of our evolutionary journey, is that we can count on life being one change after the next. So whether it be a healthy relationships evolve and they change. Healthy businesses, they don't stay the same. They evolve, they change. Healthy bodies, they evolve, they change. And that's because there's an aspect of ourself that is able to perceive in a new way and be open to that change and embrace the unknown that goes along with it. And that's, here we go, we're consciously pushing ourselves out of a comfort zone of sameness. And, you know, at times this can feel like a totally raw deal. You know, when the changes that we endure in life are painful, it sucks. I understand it. Infinite love and gratitude. But our Heart of the Matter show here is geared towards, hey, expect change, count on it, and learn to create change in a positive and intentional way. And I've got a question for you. What if you were to remain comfortable position all the time? Just you were always comfortable. I mean, on one level, well, that sounds pretty cool. But, I don't know, would you get anything done? Would you be motivated to create something new, expand, learn? When I was studying at my doctorate in chiropractic, I had an instructor for cellular physiology. His name was Dr. Christensen. And he was explaining the health of a cell. And it goes along with consciously pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. And that he said that a cell is always striving towards equilibrium while maintaining disequilibrium. A cell's always striving for balance while maintaining an imbalance. And what's wild is as soon as a cell reaches a balanced state, meaning that the energetic charge on the inside of the cell is the same as the energetic charge on the outside of the cell, you know what they call that cell? Dead. The cell dies. So if you look at that, because that's a natural part of homeostasis, a balance of how your body is designed, your body's a reflection of your mind. Your mind gives you perception, so how you see yourself in your life, what you attract, naturally matches that same process of striving towards balance while maintaining an imbalance. It's how we're designed. So as you look at your relationships, your business, as you look at your dreams, yeah, we need a level of imbalance or discomfort to drive life itself, to motivate, and then as a result, being uncomfortable. You know, this is a signal. The universe is saying, hey, I want you to grow. I've got growth for you. This is a process of movement and change that's been activated, and it's time to love ourselves in a whole new way. And this is natural, and it's not only natural, but it's necessary. And it's the signpost, it's the lighthouse that our personal lives, our professional lives, our family life is not only needing to change when you're in that pain, when you're in that stress, when you're in that anxiety of, oh man, what's going to happen if this changes? But this is happening because you are capable. Within you is the ability to create change in the most amazing ways. And if you take a moment and you look at nature and you see that nature reflects this process in so many ways. And you look at an oyster and a pearl is formed inside of an oyster because there's a artifact, there's a foreign substance that irritates the oyster. And the oyster protectively covers that irritant with layers, it's called nacre, of the substance that's used to create the shell. And this eventually becomes the pearl. So what leads to the pearl? Irritation. And irritation creates the beauty and the value of a pearl. Look at a diamond. Diamonds are formed because of massive amounts of pressure that a piece of coal goes through over a span of millions of years. A diamond is simply a piece of coal that has just been pushed and squished and gone through the ringer of its life's evolutionary journey, and under that pressure, it shines. You know, what kind of pressure are you enduring? What's irritating the hell out of you? What's pushing you into a new comfort zone? You know, as you look at the who's or the what's, the negative and stressful circumstances that you're facing, you know, these things represent your pearls. They represent your diamonds. This is your potential. This is the potential for, hey, starting a new business. I'm going to do that online business. Hey, I'm going to go into this venture capital. Hey, I'm going to create a juicy, intimate, authentic relationship. Yeah. That this stress that's going on, rather than it's there to limit me or inhibit me from being in the kind of relationship that I really desire, this is my ability to learn a new language, a new musical instrument, enhance my body's ability to be self-healing. You know, here in the heart of the matter, we see each and every problem of life as a portal, an evolutionary portal into the next and greatest and fullest expression of ourselves. It's quite a trip, this journey of life, wouldn't you say? And the key word here is evolutionary. When it comes to creating a conscious relationship with your comfort zone or your uncomfortable zones, seeing it as a process rather than something that you know, I get to and then it's done. We continue to evolve throughout our lifetime. You can count on it. You know, you can be sure that anything that stays the same at one point, like the cells of our body, will begin to generate and they're going to break down. If we want to thrive, we have to be open to the changes that go on. Every relationship that's going to endure a lifetime journey is one that changes minimally 7 to 9 times. Complete transformation. The relationship that started dies. And you got to reinvent yourself. You follow your heart. You know, rather than thinking you're going to reach a point and then live happily ever after, it's so important to remind ourselves and reheart ourselves that happiness is a choice rather than a destination. And everyone's comfort zone is temporary based upon the changes that go on. And it's natural to experience pain and stress and fear as a part of the changes that we go through in life. So when you're consciously expanding your comfort zone based upon viewing the irritating circumstances you're facing or the pressures that you're enduring, this is such a great first step to learning what it means to flow. You know, learning what it means to be open to grow towards that life. And with the Lifeline, we want to like become bloodhounds. Just we want to sniff out the triggers that are causing us to stay in that comfort zone where we don't change, knowing that if I stay the same, at some point it's going to break down on its own. So, you know, maybe, you know, you're in this, in a time in your life where, hey, I want to start a new career. I want to make a financial investment. I've got a dream that I've been dreaming, and I want to go for it. Maybe, hey, I want to ask that guy or that girl out on a date. I want to share something with someone that I care about, that cares about me, that I've never shared before. I've been holding myself back from being my authentic self. These protective walls not only come up every day, throughout the day, but these walls live in our bodies. And the body speaks the mind. And the symptoms and stressors that your body's enduring, maybe it's the headaches, maybe it's the muscle pain, maybe it's being so fatigued or having an immune system that's stressed out. There is a wall of comfort that is being broadcasted on a subconscious level. It's attracting people and circumstances that match a certain tone or vibe. And when it does, the body then speaks that mind. When it does, we begin to react with these protective walls that just come up. And rather than these walls being here to define or limit in any way, it's just the opposite. The foreign irritant that triggers the formation of the pearl to grow in the oyster. You discover that your body, your relationships, your heart, your business has a potential that is so great that thriving in the most valuable, beautiful ways, the pearl, the diamond that shines, is your nature too. You know, the pressure that you're currently facing is a doorway into healing, into forgiving, into growing and learning, into a whole new level of abundance. And life is exciting. So phenomenal. So there's a number of ways that you can expand your comfort zone. Maybe you've noticed this as well. Like, you hear about somebody who's won the lottery, somebody who just, you know, got, you know, somebody passed away and they were left a large sum of money. And that all of a sudden it's like people, they just, as quickly as the money comes, boom, they lose the money. And that's because there's a subconscious program that's being triggered. And when it's triggered, it takes us into a place where the program has a life of its own. the subconscious memories that haven't been processed, that are emotionally charged, begin to drive our perception and influence how we act or react in the world. And the money that they receive, boom, puts them out of their comfort zone based upon that reactive subconscious program. And boom, gone. So we want to learn to reprogram our subconscious mind. And this isn't just something like, oh, that's really cool. I want to. You can do this. It's actually very simple. Align intentionally yourself with whatever you want to do or become in your life. Wherever it is that you're looking to create a shift, you have an ability to create positive shifts in your life. I had a woman who came on in to see me yesterday, and she was going through her what I call a scenic overview. After somebody's gone through one session per week for 5 weeks, the fifth week we do a reevaluation, a scenic overview, so you can see the changes that go on in your life as a result of shifting on a subconscious level. Well, this woman was struggling with chronic migraine headaches and sinus infections. And after the 5 weeks, she said, well, ask me how my body's feeling. I said, how's your body feeling? She said, I don't have headaches and my sinuses are clear. And I said, well, what is it that you'd like to work on? And she talked about her comfort zone. And her comfort zone was that she goes crazy when people are around her and they're chomping their popcorn and they're smacking their lips while chewing gum. It just drives her batty. And she found herself in this situation a week ago where she was sitting next to this person who was cutting their nails with a clipper. And she was like, oh, my God, this is my worst freaking nightmare. Because she looked around and the movie was filled. She had nowhere to go. And so she was in this place of rage and frustration, 10 out of 10, and she was talking about it. She was just feeling it's just flushing. So we went through the Lifeline session. At the end, the rage and frustration that she was feeling being in that situation, 10 out of 10, shifted to compassion and humor. That there was no rage and frustration, and she was able to perceive in the present moment, rather than being triggered, that when things are pushing us out of our comfort zone, she's now able to be in her flow. So I want to take some calls right now. And those of you also that would like to have an experience, once again, the number is 516-531-9623. 516-531-9623. But we have a special person on our show here today, and I want to welcome Ann to the show. Hey, Ann, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hi, Dan.
Hey, great to connect with you. So, Ann, you are the impetus for this show. I asked on Facebook, I said, hey, what kind of topics would you like to hear about on the Heart of the Matter? And you wrote, well, consciously pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. And I asked you to be on this show, and here we are. Thanks for being on the show. Yeah. So you know what? I find that, you know, obviously when we have something that we want to learn about, it's because, well, we're going through things ourselves. So as you're connecting to pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and the stress that goes along with that, where does that take you?
Mm-hmm. It takes me right here in this moment.
And what about this moment is out of your comfort zone right now?
It's completely outside of my comfort zone. Because when you posted that question, and I didn't think, I just wrote, you know, the first thing that popped in my head, which was consciously pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. And as soon as I posted it, I was like, oh, shit, I did not think that through. So I kind of had a feeling what was going on.
that I would ask you to be on here. So let me ask you a question. So as you're just even connecting to, you know, like, here I am, and oh shit, like, now I have to do this. I gotta go on this show now. Damn it. First and foremost, what emotion are you feeling just being out of your comfort zone in this situation right now? What emotion does it bring up for you?
Just a feeling. It's a mixture, but mostly just uncomfortable, nervous sort of feeling. There's a part of me that's like, don't do it, run, hide.
And as you're just going inside and just honoring where you're at, because we see every problem as a portal. And so rather than looking at this as bad or something that's wrong in any way, I understand it doesn't feel good. But if you were to rate that nervous, run, hide feeling, what do you rate it? 10 is the worst. Get me off this freaking planet. I'm hanging up on you right now, Darren. 0 is nothing. What do you rate it? All of a sudden, click.
Right now, I would just like, I can't hear you. What? No, I would rate it a 6.
6. And love and gratitude to that. So I want you to dig deep into your own heart. And I want you just not only here, because when there's something going on in one place, there's something going on in every place. We have every pattern that exists, whether it be in our body, whether it be in our relationships, whether it be in this moment right now, they're all intertwined. So you don't have to talk about things if you don't want to, but I want you in your own mind to go to your life and what's going on in your life where right now there's a part of you who's not pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, that you're staying comfortable in the sameness of what's going on for you. And just notice where that takes you. And as you're tuning into it, just let me know you are by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So as you're tapping into this right now, and the key here is we want to bring up and out the emotion. So as you're thinking about what you're staying in, what you're just comfortable in, even though there's a part of you who's driving you in another way, whatever that might be for you, the fact that you stay in this comfort zone, what emotion does that cause you to feel?
Oh, the fact that I stay in it?
Yeah.
Disgust.
And just so I can appreciate the disgust, what do you rate that? 10 is the worst, 0 is nothing?
I would rate it an 8.
An 8. Infinite love and gratitude. And this is our game. Every time you hear me say infinite love and gratitude, you say it as well, okay?
Infinite love and gratitude.
So I also want you to connect to your body because, like I was saying, the body speaks the mind. So we've got an attractor field of not only like, oh, shit, Darren, I'm on this freaking show with you and I can't believe I didn't think that out because, yeah, I knew you'd have me be on it now. So so besides that, in the disgust as far as whatever situation that's going on that you're staying in a comfort zone, knowing that there's part of you driving you someplace else, is your body speaking to you with any physical symptoms?
Yes.
Are you okay talking about them?
I'm okay.
Okay. What are the physical symptoms your body's expressing?
So right now I'm just experiencing like a nervous feeling in my solar plexus and also the heat rising, which tends to happen when I get triggered.
What do you rate that solar plexus heat rising feeling?
A 6.
6. Any other physical health concerns that you've got going on with your body? And if you don't want to talk about them, you could just say, you know, Darren, I've got a mystery symptom and I rate it at an 8 out of 10.
Right now in this moment, I'm not thinking of anything. But as soon as I said yes to being on the show, I experienced some freaky symptoms in that moment.
With love and gratitude. So here on the heart of the matter, the heart of the matter is that at the core of every symptom, stress, and disease pattern that we go through is a subconscious memory, is some kind of program in an energy that's looking to emerge itself from within us. And there's a question that we're going to ask right now so that we can begin our journey. And the question is, hey, Anne, if you were given the opportunity where you could create your life a day or a moment, would you ever choose to create it feeling any level of a mixture of nervous, wanting to run or hide, feeling disgust, having nervousness in your solar plexus or heat rising? Would you ever choose to feel this way?
Hell no.
Hell no. So we know that what isn't a choice or an action is a reaction. We know that there's some kind of a reactive part of ourselves that gets triggered that keeps you in a place where you stay in your comfort zone and then you feel disgust, or that you get triggered and here you're going outside of your comfort zone, just the opposite, and the nervous run or hide. It's like a dual-edged sword, and this shows up in your physical body as well. Now, the one thing, Anne, that's more powerful than our subconscious reactive mind or subconscious reactive body is an intentional heart. And you know that when you set an intention, you always focus on where you're going. So take your hand and put it in that I love you posture, put it right over the center of your heart, and connect to your spirit in your heart right now. And listen to your heart. You know you wouldn't choose to feel disgust. You know you wouldn't choose to feel nervous or want to run or hide from being outside of your comfort zone, let alone staying in your comfort zone. But what is it that your heart chooses to feel?
That I'm owning my soul's potential.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead and say that out loud. I am owning my fullest potential.
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 Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So, my friend Anne, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What does that mean to you, for you to be owning your fullest potential? Tell me what that means to you.
It just means, you know, being authentic and always doing my best to my fullest conscious capacity across the board. You know, to do it in some areas but not others. So just across the board, living it in relationships and career, exercising consistently, all of that.
And right now, are you open, are you ready, are you willing with me to use your most creative and fun and colorful, I am owning my fullest potential imagination, where you're being authentic, you're being your best self, just across the board, you're living it in every way. Are you open to imagine yourself living this life?
Yes, I am.
How does it feel to imagine?
Feels like I'm fully engaged in life.
Mm-hmm. And where do you feel that fully engaged in life feeling?
Ooh, I feel it all over.
In love and gratitude. And that's and that feeling love. Lets you know that the I am owning my fullest potential and is already here. And we want to honor this part by giving it a voice. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to guide you through a process, and we're going to go through a what we call the portal so that you can get your subconscious mind on board with what it is that you truly desire to create in your life, being that authentic, being across the board, that Anne who is really living it and owning your fullest potential. And right now in this present moment, when we're being authentic, it isn't your fullest potential because you're feeling like, shit, I want to run and hide. I'm feeling nervous and disgust with being in this comfort zone that I don't want to be in. So let's just honor that first. And I invite you to repeat, regardless of feeling disgust.
Regardless of feeling disgust.
I'm now choosing.
I am now choosing.
Feeling fully engaged in life.
Feeling fully engaged in life.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Regardless of disgust.
Regardless of disgust.
Wanting to run and hide.
Wanting to run and hide.
Damn you, Darren.
Damn you, Darren.
I'm now choosing.
I am now choosing.
Feeling fully engaged in life.
Feeling fully engaged in life.
Cool. So the muscle test locked out, which means that your body, your nervous system, is in alignment with that statement and that you can perceive that. There's no activation words. This is pretty cool here, Anne. There is, I'm going to go into the body a little bit deeper to see what aspects of your present body are being triggered in a reactive way. Elements, cells, organs, glands, your hormones, your glands are being triggered in a reactive way, and we're going to raise the energy of the glands. And I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Pituitary, pineal, thyroid, thymus, your adrenal glands. Hey, adrenal glands, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
All parts of your body, just connect to all parts of your body, from the micro to the macro. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And how your body, all the regions of your body and the relationships of your body, raising that with intention. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And take a healing breath right now and let it go. Because what we've just done is, on a subconscious level, shifted the present. And now we're going to go into the past. And the past is freaky, Anne, because the past is memories that when the memories aren't processed, we forget who we are. And then when we forget who we are, we don't live a life of action and choice. We live a life of reaction. And that life of reaction causes you to feel nervous and run and hide and stay comfortable and feel disgusted in it, rather than being the authentic best Anne across the board that you can be. And so we're going to give a past part of you a voice for the first time. And I invite you to repeat, I am owning my fullest potential.
I am owning my fullest potential.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
And I'm learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
In a whole new way.
In a whole new way.
The past part of me.
The past part of me.
Who protectively forgets.
Who protectively forgets.
Who protectively stays comfortable.
Who protectively stays comfortable.
Has never chosen.
Has never chosen.
Until right now.
Until right now.
To feel fully engaged in life.
To feel fully engaged in life.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So we're going to make this statement until the muscle test locks on the clear, so that we're fully in alignment with this from a past point of view. And I invite you to repeat once again, I am owning my fullest potential.
I am owning my fullest potential.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
Right now.
Right now.
And I'm learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
In a whole new way.
In a whole new way.
The past part of me.
The past part of me.
Who keeps forgetting.
Who keeps forgetting.
Staying comfortable.
Staying comfortable.
Never choosing.
Never choosing.
Until right now.
Until right now.
To feel fully engaged in life.
to feel fully engaged in life.
Awesome job. Challenge it, activate it. So we're going to go into this past part that when you get triggered, protectively forgets, protectively stays comfortable, has never chosen. This represents, Anne, a limiting belief, a program that's living first, second, third, fourth, fifth in your throat chakra. So this is about you expressing yourself authentically, you taking action, you using your willpower based upon what you feel in your heart, passionately in your heart, what you know to be true in your mind, so that you can create the relationships and the opportunities that you desire. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And there's a part of you who gets triggered, and your throat chakra goes into a state of resistance. And then you can't see or hear or taste your fullest potential that exists. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, this is influencing what's called your metal element. And the metal element has to do with your lungs and your large intestine. So whether it be bowel movements or whether it be taking a deep breath, this is the energy of the metal element that represents that Anne is strong, that Anne is stable, that Anne is safe and protected like metal. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
1 through 10, 1 through 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is a pattern of lack of trust. So when I bring up the concept of lack of trust, as you notice that giggle, wherever that lack of trust takes you right now, let me know that you're connected to lack of trust by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Good job. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, there's another emotion here, and the other emotion is panic. When I bring up the concept of panic, notice your first and immediate thoughts. No matter what or who you think about, you got it. Infinite love and gratitude to panic.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Panic, emotion. So check this out. Subconsciously, meaning there's no choice here. There's no choice. This is happening. Right? The choice is how you respond. So let's really learn from this gift and strange wrapping paper that's living in your throat chakra and causing you to feel like, shit, I gotta run and hide and nervous and disgust and I'm staying comfortable and I'm getting these heat rising in my body. This is a part of you who's seeing yourself and the world around you through a lens of lack of trust and panic, and you're attracting people and circumstances that match that vibration. And when it gets when this happens, Anne, you lose your willpower, you lose your voice, you lose your ability to take action, and then rather than being strong and stable, you feel weak and unstable. And it's not the truth of who you are, but we don't perceive truth. We perceive what we believe. What's interesting about this is that the metal element shows up in the skin. So like that heat rising and you might like get a flush on your skin, this is all associated with this pattern that's tied in with this core limiting belief. And we want to know, well, where the heck is this coming from? Because with our heart wide open, I am owning my fullest potential, being the authentic Anne, the best across the board, and living it. We want to embrace this part of ourself that's reacting with intention. And this part began in this lifetime, conception of 10, conception of 5, 6, 7, 8. So there's a little girl who's 8 years of age, and she's living in an emotionally reactive environment. At 8, the environment you were living in was one where there were circumstances going on that perpetuated people's experience of lack of trust and panic. That's the way people thought and felt and spoke and behaved. Your ability to say, yeah, but I'm owning my fullest potential at 8 years of age did not exist for you to be your most authentic, best across-the-board self, and the people around you couldn't show you what that meant either. They didn't know it themselves. They didn't know how to speak and dialogue and express themselves genuinely and authentically. And that's when the subconscious created the gap. And it's this gap that's been showing up in the heat rising, and you staying comfortable and feeling disgust as a result of it, and you wanting to run and hide. And even though the truth of it is this part of you is attracted this moment because you're ready to shine in a whole new way. And embrace this 8-year-old for the first time, Anne, in an I am owning my fullest potential. Let her feel what it feels like to feel fully engaged in life. Let yourself feel it right now, that authentic, best across the board feeling. And as you're feeling that throughout your body, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. And when you connect to that 8-year-old, what emotion do you feel?
I'm just feeling such love as I connect to Connor at the same time, you know, just being 8 last week.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And see that. See that love. See that love not only for the 8-year young part of Anne, but the 8-year young part of your son, Connor. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And notice how that love feels inside of you. Notice the quality of that feeling of love. And as you are, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I invite you to listen right now. Listen inwardly. Listen to the heart that's beating with love, the heart that's connecting to the 8-year young part of you. And hear what your heart's saying to you. And as you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did you just hear?
I heard, be awesome because you so are.
Be awesome because you so are. Be awesome because you so are. And so, infinite love and gratitude. So, Anne, I want to welcome the 8-year young part of you for the first time to the life of I'm owning my fullest potential. That future begins right now, and one thing that you can start to just count on is that when you think in your mind, when you feel in your heart, when you speak from the truth of who you are, you're going to be noticing that you are living your life in an I am owning my fullest potential. And the best part of this, Anne, do you want to know it?
I want to know it.
Is that people are so inspired by you. And that when they're around you, let alone just thinking about you, they start owning their fullest potential. And I invite you to repeat, I'm feeling fully engaged in life.
I am feeling fully engaged in life.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am feeling fully engaged in life.
I am feeling fully engaged in life.
Let's own it. I am fully engaged in life.
I am fully engaged in life.
I am owning my fullest potential.
I am owning my fullest potential.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am fully engaged in life.
I am fully engaged in life.
I am owning my fullest potential.
I am owning my fullest potential.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Beautiful. And take a deep breath, Anne, and let it go. And welcome home. Welcome to the life of I'm owning my fullest potential. And Anne, I want you to just take this moment right now just to be an observer, meaning just be aware that you're aware and notice how it feels to be present in this moment. You're on the Heart of the Matter radio show, and you know, you posted something on Facebook, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, will you be on the show? And you're like, oh, shit, I want to run and hide and nervous. I can't freaking believe I did this. And the 6 out of 10 feeling of those mixture emotions, the disgust of being in that comfort zone and staying the same even though you know that there's more. Notice how it feels to tune into that now comparatively to when we first began. The question's this, Anne, does it feel the same?
No, of course not.
What feels what feels different?
You know, I'm just feeling like myself, you know, like the silly person I am, and I want to go have fun. want to go to the beach. I want to run. I want to enjoy my day.
Welcome home, Anne. Welcome to the life of I'm owning my fullest potential. So, hey, go enjoy your day. Write on a sticky note, I'm owning my fullest potential, feeling fully engaged in life. Put that on your mirror, young lady, and make sure you do your mirror exercises as you just step into your greatest life. I so appreciate you. I so appreciate you choosing to go outside of your comfort zone and answer the call here.
Okay. Thank you, Darren.
My pleasure, Pavla. Have an incredible rest of your day.
Okay, thanks.
All right. So, in the love and gratitude to Anne and her stepping into her fullest potential, and I'm going to take another caller here right now. Welcome to the heart of the matter.
Hi. This is
Hi,
Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie
so
J.
Debbie J. In the love and gratitude.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Hey, so this topic spoke to you for what reason?
Because I'm living it in every minute. It feels sometimes.
In the love and gratitude.
I'm expanding. In the love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to actually just reflect back to Anne a couple of things. I want to, first of all, honor her for coming on and doing that, because I can't imagine that there's one woman on Facebook right now who doesn't connect with that in some way. And I just wanted to offer this different perspective that I heard in this interview, that we as women, and no judgment to anybody, but we as women, really, it hasn't been that long where it's actually been okay for us to even consider what the word's highest potential. And so to expect us to know how to live that without really seeing that in generations, you know, maybe necessarily, is really judging ourselves in a way that's just really sad, but completely understandable at the same time, because we were dependent on others, and if we spoke our truth, they'd get mad at us and leave us, and then, as Alison Armstrong said in this interview, we'd get eaten by the tigers and die. So it totally makes sense that we may not know how to speak our truth and figure out what our highest potential even is. So if we can bring compassion to ourselves from that and kind of view it from that perspective, like, wow, that really takes a lot of the shame and judgment and harshness we bring on ourselves, I think that we just have been trained to do. And no judgment to anybody else. We're all, I believe, doing the best we can.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I just want to say, infinite love and gratitude. And the last thing I just want to share is that I just want to tell Anne that she is doing it. She is stepping outside her zone. She actually is.
Oh, she is, for sure.
Yeah.
Anne is rocking it. And so are you. And I love what you're saying, because the next chapter is unwritten. And if we look at history and we appreciate the patriarchal world and its influence on the experience of what it means to be a woman, it's not known. You're right. It's not known. And where I want to go with you, Debbie, is, you know, the fact that you said it's sad. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it connect to what it means to, you know, that it's sad. You know, that we don't even know what it means. And whenever a woman has attempted to step into a certain potential, it's always boom, you know. What do you rate that sadness for yourself as you're tuning into it in your own personal life, being a woman in the world today?
It's up there, 7. I feel it in my stomach. Like that clenching, that hold your breath.
And would you ever choose to feel sadness on any level, let alone clenching, hold your breath?
No, well, you know my answer. I'd say off the air, on the air, it's hell. No. Yeah, no.
Yeah, exactly. You could say it, fuck no. You'd never choose it, right? This is we can say anything on this radio show. That's the beauty of it. So in love and gratitude to that. But so, right, we can make up rules here. So, you know, and I appreciate that. Of course not. We never choose it. But it goes on. So we know what isn't a choice or an action is a reaction. And that's where, because we look at it as the portal rather than the problem, like you were saying towards Anne, rather than feeling shame and guilt about it, there's nothing you can do about this. There's nothing that we can do about this. What we can do is, how do we respond? How do you choose to show up when the clenching and the holding your breath and the sadness of being a woman in our world today is going on? Go into your heart, Debbie. And what is it that your heart desires to feel? Let your spirit, that has a menu of infinite possibilities, guide you right now. What does your heart choose to feel as a woman?
Safe in speaking my truth.
I am 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 safe in speaking my truth.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And are you open right now? Are you ready and willing to use your imagination to see yourself as the Debbie who's safe in speaking your truth?
Yes.
How does it feel
hell
to
yes,
imagine?
Hell yes.
How does that feel to imagine?
It's free.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And it's peace. Thank you. Infinite love and gratitude.
Free and peace lets you know that the safe and speaking your truth is already in you. It's already in all of us. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to feel it. So we go first, second, third chakra, and we're raising our self-esteem right now, right? Solar plexus. We're raising our self-esteem right now, our value and worth, rather than being measured or quantified or qualified by what other people think about us or not. Even love and gratitude to that, we're raising it in an I am safe speaking my truth way. Even love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
This is wood element, and wood element is you're growing towards the light. Infinite love and gratitude.
And being grounded in Mother Earth. Divine,
how about that? Yeah.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And there's a pattern here of being pushed beyond limits. And when it gets triggered, all of a sudden, here we go. I'm not safe in speaking my truth.
Wow.
Here we are. We see ourselves and the world around us through a lens of push beyond limits. Infinite love and gratitude.
Oh, infinite love and gratitude.
And where does
and
this take
Ellen
us?
Welk, Ellen Welk is still on. That's what I was just talking about in something I posted to her on Facebook. Push Beyond Limits.
Right. And this is a program. And we want to know what part's broadcasting this, because hell no, it's not a choice. So we go concept of original currents in this life, conception of 10, conception of 5, conception of birth of 1, birth of 1 month, birth of 1 week, birth of 1 day, birth of 1 hour, birth of 10 minutes, birth of 1 minute, birth of 10 seconds, birth of 5 seconds.
It's cultural.
Birth. 1 second, 2 seconds, 2 seconds after birth, you're in an environment of push beyond limits. And in this environment of push beyond limits, 2 seconds after your birth, your ability to say, I'm safe and speak my truth, does not exist for you, nor does it exist for your mom or the world that she's a part of. That self-esteem and self-worth is not. And embrace this 2 second after birth part of you that's showing up as sadness about women, clenching and holding your breath. Embrace this part of you, Debbie, in an I am safe speaking my truth way. Let her feel free and peace. Let yourself feel free and peace. As you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
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 Hey, Debbie.
Yes, Aaron?
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Welcome to the life of I'm safe and speaking my truth. You just rerouted the program of your subconscious mind, and we just did a major mini lifeline session, but the reality is that we're able to create a shift on a subconscious level, and now we move towards expanding that comfort zone into the truth of who we are, realizing that nothing, no one can ever add or take away from our value, that our value goes beyond measure. And I just so appreciate you, and I so love you and honor you as being the dynamic goddess woman that you are, and I appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you, Dr. Darren. I love and honor you and appreciate you for helping me get a different perspective on everything. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have an amazing rest of your day. And everybody, thank you so
thank
much
you.
For tuning into today's Heart of the Matter show. Keep shining bright, everyone, in beloved gratitude.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here. Dug our treasures there.
Hey, Pavi.